Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Bishalach, Day 3, mixed up from 63b. Mima makim kasicha, I called you from the depths. David HaMelech says to Hashem, verse in Tehillim 131. V'achi ten, in this we learn, kol man dimetzalei slusa kami malkadisha, anyone who prays his prayer before the Holy King, the Holy King is a term in Zohar, usually referred to as Zeran Pin, so a prayer that he feels that he's standing before Hashem, and through this his awareness is exalted, that connection. Elevated. It's necessary for him to request his request and to pray from the depth of the heart. So everything is measure for measure. A person wants to, as if it were, elicit a relation of Hashem's light from the deepest level. So he has to come to Hashem with a prayer from the depths of his heart. In order that his heart should be found complete with the Holy and Blessed Be He, which means that its inner level should be there. If only outer levels are there, there's something missing, so it's not complete. Kavan liba ru'usa, and he should align his heart and will to be fully with Hashem. Not that his heart is there, part of it wants Hashem, and his will part is thinking about supper or something. An inner and outer part of the heart, both levels of will should be just for Hashem. So then now the Zohar asks, Mi Amar David Hakim, did David really say this? Well, even it's written, another verse in Psalms 119, 1. I sought you with my whole heart. This is a great verse. My boy, be my mekim. This shulchan should be enough. What does it mean from the depths? Lachi tinam das. We learn kol ba nash the boy buse kami malka. Every person that requests his request before the king, boy the covenant data urusa. It's necessary for him to intend, to have to concentrate his mind and will, his intellect and his emotions. Ikor de kol kriin from the main part of the main part, deepest part of him, like his main concern. Should be this. You know that Hashem is the only one who can help him. He wants to be attached to Hashem, ask Hashem, put his whole concentration, his whole feeling into it. The main point of his awareness and his concern. To draw blessings from the depth of the well. So this is measure for measure. The person merits to draw directly from Hashem. And through this, it says, to draw blessings from the depth of the well, which means the infinite light, which is like a well that gives existence and force to everything in the universe. In order to flow blessings from the fountain of all, infinite light inside of everything. What is it? How that place that comes out from it and is found that river. Because from the Ein Sof goes into Kesem, is revealed to us to Bina, which is that special river. The river goes out of Eden. Eden is like Chochmah. It receives from the Keser. It goes into the Bina. The river spreads out. Give us life and existence. Succeed is written in Tehillim in Psalms 46:5. The river splits out, giving us the divine light and existence force. Rejoices Yerukim, the city of Hashem, which is a term for Malchus. Comes down to Malchus to give us existence in this world inside of awareness. This is called from the depths. Depths means the depths of the depths. Like the Keser of the Keser, inner level of the Keser, which shines out. The person who's giving the Keser the highest inner point of his heart, measure for measuring merits that Hashem gives him from the deepest level, deepest connection. Imka de kula, depth of all. Imka de bir min abu nafkin vinagdin la barcha de kula. The depth of the well, that wells come out from it. I mean, first there's a Keser, inner part of the Keser flowing to the depth of the well, the outer part of the Keser, that springs come out of it, which are the other sephiros, vinagdin la barcha de kula. And he flowed to bless everything. He sowed in Malchus in this world and spread out to all of existence. This is the beginning to draw blessings from above to below. When the ancient concealed one of all concealed ones, in the level of the Keser, concealed from the spheros and concealed from Keser itself, inside of the Keser, he wants to send blessings to the worlds. It makes everything dwell, includes everything in this high well. It goes back into its root, it reconnects with the Keser, its source. And here draws and flows the well, the nachlin of rivers, the mabuin, and springs, the snigidu mine that flow from it, mishtakin mine kulo, and they're all watered from it. Infinite light inside the Keser, inner level, external level, goes into Bina, to the other spheres, and everything gets its water, its sustenance from it, and grows. Means grows and revealing Hashem's light more and more. Aman demat say slow say one person who prays his prayer. Boy lekavna libo leusel lamshecha brichon mihau imika dekula. It's necessary for him to concentrate his heart and will to draw blessings from that depth of all. He has to put his mind in the infinite light, infinity of Hashem, to completely nullify to Hashem, and from that source draw everything down. I mean, just to nullify all of his awareness, just to concentrate in the presence of Hashem, and have a mind to draw everything just to make pleasure before Hashem. From that, he draws the flow to the universe and the details of what he needs. From that root. Begin his kabbalah, so say this avodah v'asein, which have received his prayer and done his will for the honor of Hashem. His two levels of above and below, his prayer should be accepted from the upper three spheres and made his will in actuality in the lower seven spheres, and that is perfect revelation of Hashem's honor through his prayer.